Rainey swooped down on Charlie Kenyon like a bat out of hell. She'd had four run-ins with the 19-year-old, and this time around she didn't have the patience. She spotted him riding a small, huffy dirt bike down a bumpy logging road on his father's wooded estate. She flipped on her lights, and she went after him. Quincy was riding shotgun. He didn't blink an eye at the display of sirens, lights, and billowing dust as Rainey pulled Charlie over to the side of the road and fishtailed to a stop. She got out of the car with her hand resting on the top of the baton in her heavy utility belt. "Off the bike, Charlie." "Holy shit, officer, was I speeding?" Looking cool in a black leather jacket and two tight jeans, Charlie remained standing over the dirt bike. He gave her a mocking grin. Rainey worked on not smashing in his face. She needed to get more sleep. Even for herself, she was short-tempered these days. Charlie's gaze flickered behind her to where Quincy was climbing out of the car. "Who's the suit?" Charlie asked. "None of your business." "Breaking in a new partner? Shouldn't you have told him about the dress code? Man, I've seen guys killed for wearing silk ties in these parts." Rainey ignored his comments. "Whose bike, Charlie?"
"Why? Gonna make me an offer?"
"Whose bike, Charlie?"
"Mine. It's sized for an 8-year-old. I'm nostalgic."
"Really? And here I thought you were just a lying piece of shit. Get off the bike, Charlie, and put your hands in the air." Charlie finally dropped his James Dean routine long enough to scowl and whine. "Hey, I won the bike fair and square. It's not my fault the kid never learned to dodge left in a fight."
"I said, now."
"I'm on my father's property.
Now."
Charlie finally went quiet. He stared at her. He stared at Quincy. Then he grudgingly swung a leg over the bike and let it drop to the ground.
"All right, all right. Don't get your panties in a wad."
"Hands in the air. Turn around. Place them against the tree trunk. Spread your legs."
"You're gonna pat me down? Over stealing a bike?"
"Who said this had anything to do with a bike? What the—" He was too late. Rainey had already gotten close enough to hook her foot around his. She twisted him straight into the tree trunk, planted his hands above his head, and frisked him. A minute later, she was the proud owner of a corkscrew, a switchblade, $200 cash, and a roll of quarters.